Hey there, amazing humans. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned mind whisperer. If you're anything like me, you probably spend a good chunk of your day navigating the labyrinthine hallways of your own thoughts. Sometimes it's beautiful, sometimes it's downright chaotic. But today, we're tackling something super important. Creating a safe space for our emotions to run wild and free. Because let's be real, bottling up those feelings is like trying to hold back a tidal wave in a teacup. It's bound to overflow, and trust me, the mess isn't pretty. We live in a world that often pushes us to suppress our emotions, to put on a brave face and pretend everything's sunshine and rainbows. But what happens when those feelings start bubbling over? We end up with stress, anxiety, resentment, even physical ailments. It's like ignoring a warning light on your car dashboard. Eventually, something big is gonna break. So, how do we create this safe space where our emotions can dance freely without judgment? Buckle up, friends, because I've got 5 golden nuggets of wisdom just for you. First things first, acknowledge that all feelings are valid. This is huge. Whether it's joy, sadness, anger, fear, or even that weird existential dread that pops up every now and then, it all matters. Don't shame yourself for feeling what you feel. Think of your emotions like different flavors of ice cream. They all exist, each with their unique taste. Some are sweet, some are sour, but they all contribute to the deliciousness of life. Next up, practice self-compassion. Ever notice how we're way kinder to our friends when they're feeling down than we are to ourselves? Yeah, me too. It's like we hold ourselves to this impossible standard. But guess what? You deserve the same love and understanding you would offer a close friend. So treat yourself with kindness, even when things get tough. Talk to yourself like you would talk to someone you adore, with warmth, empathy, and a whole lot of encouragement. Now, let's talk about finding healthy outlets for your emotions. Think journaling, art, music, dance, exercise, anything that helps you process and release those feelings in a constructive way. Remember, bottling it up is only gonna make things worse. You wouldn't hold onto a fizzy soda bottle until it explodes, would you? Here's a game changer. Surround yourself with supportive people. Having a tribe of individuals who understand and accept you for all your messy glory is priceless. Share your feelings, let them know what you're going through. Vulnerability breeds connection, and trust me, you'll feel lighter when you share the load. Lastly, remember that it's okay to seek professional help. If you're struggling to manage your emotions on your own, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide you with tools and strategies to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease. Picture this. You're at work, feeling overwhelmed by a deadline, and a wave of anxiety starts creeping in. Your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, the whole 9 yards. But instead of letting that anxiety spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, step away from your desk, and spend 5 minutes journaling about what's making you feel this way. You write down your thoughts, acknowledge your feelings, and then shift your focus to some calming breathing exercises. By creating that safe space for yourself in that moment, you not only manage the anxiety but also gain valuable insight into your own triggers and coping mechanisms. See? It's all about finding those strategies that work best for you and building a toolkit of emotional resilience. So, remember, my amazing friends, creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't just about being chill or positive. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience with authenticity and self-compassion. It's about honoring your feelings, understanding their roots, and finding healthy outlets to release them. Think of this podcast as your virtual safe space. A place where you can come to process your thoughts, explore new perspectives, and feel empowered to navigate the roller coaster of emotions that life throws our way. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. Go out there, embrace your feelings, and rock this week like the incredible human beings that you are. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little emotional TLC. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.